Good morning, everyone. How are you today? Thank you for inviting me this morning to participate in the Wide Way radio program. First of all, I would like to share with you one of the Buddha's teaching. Could you join me in meditation? Blossoms come about because of a series of conditions that lead up to their blooming. Leaves fall due to a series of conditions. Blossoms do not appear independently, nor does a leaf fall by itself, out of its season. So everything has its coming forth and passing away. Nothing can be independent without any change. Namo Amida Butsu. For those of you who are listening to the teaching of Jodo Shinshu for the first time, I would like to share with you an alternative way to live life to its fullest without regret. Jodo Shinshu was founded by Shinran Shonin. It is the teaching of Pure Land Buddhism, which teaches us the essence of the phrase Namo Amida Butsu, which refers to as the Nembutsu. With a younger or a present generation, saying the Nembutsu by reciting Namo Amida Butsu may not be familiar or meaningful. However, I would like to assure you that taking this important step and reciting Namo Amida Butsu will ensure you have a more enriched and fulfilled life. Reciting Namo Amida Butsu is neither a prayer nor a magic spell. Namo Amida Butsu is Amida's name, and reciting it helps us to leave the world of delusion and progress of Amida's realm of enlightenment. As we recite Namo Amida Butsu, we are relying and taking refuge in Amida Buddha, infinite light and life, with our whole heart and mind. As we age, we may gradually lose the senses we once had, such as hearing, seeing, or tasting. Our life skills also begin to diminish, such as the ability to listen, walk, or even knowing how to learn new things. With the aging process, we begin to feel pain or discomfort. I have often heard negative complaints expressed as tsumaran tsumaran in Japanese. This is an expression of despair due to some unpleasant effects of aging. We come to the realization that while we were young, we were able to live life so that we were useful, contributing to society. We also come to realize that the limitation that comes with aging is inevitable and without exception, and we may not be a benefit to others as we would like to be. I once heard that a young nurse who was caring for the elderly said, "When my body stopped moving, and when my physical body does not work for benefit to others, without hesitation, I would like to become such a person who can be grateful for others' kindness. Every person lives only because they rely on the support of others." When Shakyamuni Buddha became enlightened, he taught us that we have to live our life with this reality as they are. He also taught us the principle of interdependence. Everything in this world exists in relation to many other things. Nothing exists separate from all the other things in the universe. Nothing can exist independently. Therefore, one can survive with the support of others and also with the support of all existing things, especially in our final years. Reciting Namo Amida Butsu helps us to reflect and have gratitude for being born as a human being and living life as it is. By helping others when we are able to and receiving support from others when necessary. Therefore, interdependence and living life with express gratitude is an Nembutsu way which we attain to the Buddhahood. Namu Amida Butsu is Amida's work, that is boundless compassion and wisdom, Amida Buddha, which is immeasurable light and life, calling us to awaken Amida's life's aspiration, which is the truth. We cannot know truth itself directly. However, if we cannot encounter the truth itself, we cannot live our true life. In order to do this, Namo Amida Butsu is Amida Buddha itself, universe truth, which appeared in figure and form from the world of the truth. Namo Amida Butsu is Amida Buddha's aspiration. Amida Buddha never abandons us, never let go, always embraces us. We recite the Onenbutsu Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu is Amida Buddha itself, which we can feel at any time, any place. Our heart and minds are always covered with many blind passions. Amida Buddha is working to let us return to the world of the truth. The Honpa Honganji Temple consists of a community of people joined together, revering the teaching of Shinran Shonin and reciting the Onenbutsu. We seek to share with others the wisdom and the compassion of Amida Buddha. By doing so, we shall work toward the realization of a society in which everyone is able to live a life of spiritual fulfillment. This came from the service book. Please enjoy the Buddha Dharma to live your life. I say, Namo Amida Butsu, with gratitude. Thank you for listening. This message was brought to you by Reverend Mari Nishiyama of Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii.